You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Good evening, good evening.
Good evening. You sounding mighty.
Oh,
down.
Gosh.
Are you okay?
I will be okay. This is called dedication, bro. Dedication.
Yeah, most definitely.
Closet conversation.
That part.
We had to be here.
Yes, yes, yes.
Deep voice and all.
Like, you sound like you have the cold that everyone in this entire state of Michigan has right now.
Right now, that's what I heard.
Wow.
Somebody at work got me at MGM.
Ooh, that's
shame on you.
That sucks.
Hey, and this is why I Lysol the studios like a death craze.
Please
after every show.
Do this mic specifically, okay?
Yeah. So today we're talking about financial health, wealth, and like I said, once again, my name is Christy Mag.
And I'm Berkeley.
And we are
Closet Conversations.
I have to be pumped up. Yes.
That was the least enthusiastic I've ever heard you.
I know, right? Sorry.
So I want to introduce our guests. They were on here a little while ago, but talking about a separate entity of business venture that they're in. And this would be Jeremy Odom.
What up,
Jeremy?
Hello. Church. I wasn't ready for that one, but hey, everybody.
And Anthony, welcome to our Back to the Closet Conversations.
Wait. Good evening.
Hold on.
You can't grab that part.
This part right here. Yeah, you screwed up every rubber band that's on
there. Every
thing.
Rubber band that's on here just got popped.
hey, good thing I'm used to popping rubber bands.
Oh.
Mm. Great way to start it. It's
Okay.
So, definitely welcome to, welcome back to Closet Conversations. Jesley, if you want to kind of give us a brief synopsis of why these guys are here, these gentlemen, what they do.
Well, after a few conversations with Jeremy, the financial guru, we spoke about creating business credit, and I'm like, damn, I need some business credit.
Yeah.
like, you need to be back on the show. What the hell? He's like, and you know, generational wealth, in which we always talk about. So hey, he's back and he has his partner, Anthony, and they're gonna kick some knowledge. I hope you have your notebooks ready. Jeremy is the owner of Joe Commodities. So J-O Commodities.
He's the
okay.
CEO.
I'm starting being called Joe though.
Okay. Joe. Excuse me. J-O Commodities, but spelled like Joe. J-O Commodities, C-O-M-M-O-D-I-T-I-E-S. And again, he is a wealth manager, financial advisor, CFO for a multitude of companies. So we want to get schooled on how to get our finances in order.
Yeah, most definitely.
All right.
Okay.
First off, I'm from Detroit, so you know, I know a lot of different ways that we're not taught. You gotta know the background of credit and why and how it started before you start getting involved in it. When they created the financial system, they created a paper, and that paper was backed by credit. A lot of times, based off where I come from and where we born at, we really not taught how to utilize those assets properly.
Okay.
We don't help each other out. We don't add certain things to each other to build business credit and personal credit. See, you have to know how to build both. You know, this wasn't just about business credit. It's really more so about both. You know what I'm saying? Obtaining things for the future. That's what they made credit for. So if you can only buy 10 bottles, then you get credit to buy the rest of the 20 for you to believe in your future. That's what they built the wealth system for. And a lot of times we don't know how to access it and build it wisely in a short amount of time frame for it to be profitable for us. And using the right banks, using the right materials, using the right outline, having the right job, having the right education, that's what they're looking for. See, a lot of banks don't give you money until they know that all that's in place.
Okay.
See, they put things in the system that we grew up in for you to start your own business, for you to be financially strong, you know. And they know it's a system where everybody not going to attain it due to education. Because if you don't have the education to get it, then it's not accessible. And I started, you know, doing business financing and financing based off, you know, being a trader and being in the financial world.
What is a trader for those people that in the audience that don't know what a trader is?
Right.
Okay. A trader is what trades your money. Okay. You got to understand when your money, when you get a check or you get whatever money you get and it goes into an account that you so-called have, the banks trade your money for a certain amount of time. And if you don't understand that, because you can't go to the bank, if you put $100,000 in cash in the bank, they're going to say, call in to get the money back. They move your money to accounts like future accounts, forex accounts, options accounts, so they can make more money off your money. That's why they give you 3% a year while they make 100% a day. That's how, that's what, why they build branches everywhere, because they got the money to do it off of your money. That's why they want you to open an account with them so they can have more of your money. Hmm. The more $25 people that come to an account with, hey, I can open another branch.
So does credit unions do that as well? Because I know there's a difference between banks and credit unions, correct?
See, you're dealing with the World Bank. Okay. When you're dealing with the World Bank, Chase, Bank of America, the so-called World Bank,
okay,
they have a credit rating and credit system, which I'm going to go over later.
Okay.
The credit unions are more accessible to the people in the area that they live in. Mm-hmm. So they build these credit unions by state jurisdictions. So they don't communicate with the FDIC, which is the federal government, as much. So they deal with the people in that initial state. That's why you have Michigan Credit Union. You have things that's based in each state, whatever state you're in.
Because credit unions are credit unions owned by the people?
Credit unions are owned by the people.
Okay.
But they're owned, but it depends on which credit union. See,
okay,
the federal government put a credit union in place as well for the armed forces. So those are the ones that's in every state, like Navy Federal and Penn Federal. Mm-hmm. But see, you gotta be your armed force to have a sponsor to be a part of that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They are more lenient. Credit unions are more lenient to loans. So we get back into more building your credit and getting back to that area. See, a lot of people don't know how to look at their credit and dispute certain things. They start with the free. Go to the free websites. Credit Karma. Yes.
Does that work?
But I'm going to tell you right now, you can't get nothing done.
Annualcreditreport.com. You can get all three.
Annual, yeah, you got that. I'm going to tell you right now, to get what you want, go ahead, T.
But can I say something? You know, we gave a lot of nice little information, but let's talk about what JL Commodities do.
Yeah, I can't give out too much information. Yeah, I forgot to tell you at the beginning.
This is
I get $250 an hour. He stopped me. That's why he stopped me from getting paid.
Yeah.
He like, they're not paying you for this shit.
Right.
So I'm it's all not that personal, but yeah. but we can't give everybody, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like that's Joker 101 right there.
Yeah.
Never do for free what someone will pay you to do.
Yeah, exactly. I can give
you
on my site. You know,
you can visit JLCommodities. Yeah, you can visit our website. Yes. There's a lot of free information there.
Just to give you overall, you know, it's information there. I have offices in Michigan.
Okay.
I have one in Atlanta, one in Vegas, one in California, and I have interns in Miami, New York, and other areas.
Okay.
So if you have to have a meeting, they know the program. I have project managers. You know what I'm saying? We run things in a systematic basis. So give you a layout on JL Commodities like he got me back on point with. You know, we start from showing you how to obtain the credit.
Okay.
We show you how to obtain the trade lines. Mm-hmm. We show you how to obtain, I'm talking about business and personal.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But you understand it takes money to make money. That's why I don't talk about things without getting paid.
Okay.
Because if you don't have the money to put into yourself.
Can you break down a trade line for those of us? This is, again, Financial 101.
That's a good question.
Like, trade lines, we can Google search. From your definition, what is a trade line?
Yeah. A trade line is what was viewed when you go and apply for something, okay? You have two things that get touched, okay, based off approval. You have an inquiry, which you can search, which you got to watch a lot. You want to watch your inquiries. And then you have the trade line once they approve you. When they approve you for a car or for a loan, it hits on your credit. That line is called a trade line.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So if it stays positive, the bank's like, she or he paid this, you know, for 5 years. Mm-hmm. It's green. Okay. Good standing.
Hmm. Okay.
You can actually purchase those.
Right.
Yeah, that's a kicker for you. All right. That's a good one for you.
I've heard of them.
Yeah, you could purchase them. You could purchase them.
Goddamn
mic. You could purchase them.
Right.
All right.
And
it's illegal. It's crazy because when I say our people,
it's legal.
When I say our people, I don't necessarily mean blacks, whites, Hispanics, or whatever. I mean our people based off the atmosphere we come from. You know what I'm saying? Because it don't matter your race. If you're not taught a certain thing, you're not going to know how to obtain it. See, the government not going to show you how to get money. Mm-hmm. If they did, wouldn't nobody be going to work? If you look out the window, you'll see the same car at 9 o'clock. go and come back at 5 o'clock. Sit your ass on the porch and look. It'd be the same people going back and forth. That's systematic. Mm-hmm. That builds credit for the government. Mm-hmm. See, they're trading all our money to other countries. So while we build credit and accepting loans from them, they already selling them to other countries. So the minute we sign for a loan, it's already gone. It's not with Bank of America. It's not with Chase. It's not with the credit unions. So when you talk about building credit, get back to your question, right? Your trade line question. Your inquiry question.
I'm like, if we're going to be talking around in circles.
No, I'm talking about like, the trade line and the inquiries right now. Let's get straight to that because I see you when you're ready to get to inquiry.
Like, I'm sorry. I'm ready to get straight to it. I've been drinking all night. I feel like I should have been smoking all night.
Jason has been smoking all night. Hey, listen, I'm trying to.
Give me some knowledge.
I'm trying to give you the tools and not give you too much of the tools because you could really do too much and put yourself in a position and never get nothing financial. Okay, once you understand what I'm telling you on that point, so trade lines back to that, back to inquiries, back to how you place the trade lines, how much time it take, okay, these type of situations take about 60 days, you know what I'm saying, to get right.
Okay,
and you have to have people in place and have a position in place to know what you're getting money for. If you're building credit to get financial strength or financial wealth, you got to know what you're doing it for. Okay. That means build an LLC.
Of the most common reasons that you are wanting to build credit is for what?
A lot of individuals do it for services.
Okay.
It's always business services. Either hair, import on hair, import export, or either transportation. You have to have a reason.
Okay.
Okay. So everything I'm telling you is you could Google. You know what I'm saying? Google your trade lines, Google your inquiries, go to these websites. I'm talking about Credit Karma. The free ones don't work. The main ones when you're ready to get started, I'm going to tell you right now, write this down if you could.
Okay.
Do Credit Check Total and Experian.
Hey, I'm on Experian. Credit Check
Total. Well, if you're on Experian, you know you're getting alerts every day.
Yeah. I know that they have like something with a boost that you can put like your utility.
That was a good one. You got a question like for that? Mm-hmm.
What?
You want to hear that question? You want to hear what that's about?
Yeah.
Experian wants you to build yourself so you can attain loans. Mm. That's what's good with their site.
Okay.
See, Experian the free site is higher than the other two.
But guess what you're paying for? That's you're paying money, right?
No, I'm not.
You're not paying for Experian every month?
Nope. They keep asking me that.
You getting Experian free.
Yeah, you download the app.
Y'all hear this?
30 days.
You download the app. No. What's his name? What's the gentleman's name? The actor here in Detroit? He has started a business. Give me a minute.
All right, take a minute.
He has like a financial seminar that he's going around in barbershops and stuff. He's trying to, obviously help the black community.
Mm-hmm.
So that was free knowledge. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I learned all this shit off a fucking flyer. I wasn't even there in attendance. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, being an educated person, mm-hmm. And asking questions and doing my research, Google, it seems like that score is higher than the other two scores that, say, Credit Karma gives you. I'm not paying, for these services, but I have been approached with like the credit fixing companies.
Give me a minute.
You know what I'm saying? Hard. Like pay $59, $89 a month, but then in hindsight, I think like, okay, if I have an extra $89, $90, I could pay off this debt.
Right. So, well, and keep in mind what you are seeing through the and even through the straight up through Experian, Equifax, what's the last one? Thank you. What you see through those is not what businesses see through those.
Right.
Like it's typically I'm going to go 70 to 100 point difference.
Yep.
In many, many cases. But that's like personal credit versus business credit. And I don't want to derail this too
you
much.
Say, it's the same. You're on the same subject. Keep going.
But what's the difference at that point?
I'm about to explain it right now.
Because I get like, hey, PayPal wants to give you $5,000 to $50K for your business, $100,000
well,
for
so
your
they
business,
do,
but it's still based off of my personal.
Until you apply for it.
620 fucking score.
That's not true.
You know what I'm saying?
Listen, to go with Dave, I'm going to go with you first because you were talking, explaining in the bureaus and the mm-hmm. sites. It's virtually impossible for you to have a site monitor your credit you're not paying for. And I understand what you're saying, but that's impossible. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Based off somebody do this every day.
Right.
If you have somebody that's going towards your financing and towards you, you're not able to obtain all three of your reports for free. Mm-hmm. They would not allow you
to. Well, once a year you can.
One time.
It's never once a year.
No.
And it's only 7 days, and you can request it and pay for it, and they send it to you once a year for free. Then you gotta pay for it after that. They'll send you a paper copy.
Yeah, once per year.
I'm talking about viewing it online because you have to stop people from getting inquiries. Yep. See, when you go to the banks and you go to these underwriters, they want to see your report.
Right.
You want to have something where you say, look at my login. Don't pull me.
Right.
See, then, you want to watch that. See, when you're going for money, you want to watch some inquiries.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's, you know what I'm saying?
But see, that's another thing with JR
Polite. And there's a hard inquiry versus a soft inquiry.
There you go.
Right. That's, see, two different things.
There we go. So we don't get
hard
back
on. For a car.
There you go. So right now we have three bureaus, people. We have TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian.
Right.
Those are your bureaus. These inquiries Dave's talking about, you have to watch the hard from the soft. See, sometimes they lie to you and tell you it's a soft pull.
I feel like that's a good rule of life.
Hey, I think in every area. Hey, sometimes this just comes out wrong all the time.
It's part of the game, baby.
Right.
But listen, but then you go to that point. I'm glad we're having this conversation. Because, see, because
let's be real, general rule of life. Soft can't do much. Hard might fuck you.
Yes. But guess what, though? If you protect yourself, you keep going.
Uh-uh.
Especially if it's blue. Yeah. All blue hundreds.
I didn't mean a blue pill.
I personally, maybe about, I've been having a credit company based out in Houston when I lived there. They've been working on my credit for a little over a year now.
That's too long. Right. See, if somebody working on their credit for over a year, you got fucked. Yeah. Go ahead, keep going.
But I pretty much have like two more payments left. And me and my credit score jumped almost 200 points because it was like really bad.
Let me say something real quick to what she's saying. This is very important. Okay. See, now we have subjects. See, she's dealing with cleaning her credit and trying to be better with her credit and saying she's paying shit off. That's the wrong way to go. If you clean your credit, quit paying shit off. You dispute that
I'm not paying nothing off.
Yeah, you saying you still have a few more payments. Right. You shouldn't even be making payments.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? At all. Mm-mm. Towards anything that has to do with fixing your credit.
Okay.
It's a one fee, fix your shit, get the on out the way.
Okay.
I will get into that detail.
Gotcha. Mm-mm. Okay.
But I'm going to get with Dave's question because I didn't get a chance to answer his.
Okay.
See, the difference between business credit and personal credit is very important. See, you don't need a PG. A PG is called a personal grantor, which is yourself. See, business credit allows you not to have a personal grantor. It allows you to put trade lines on a business, okay? And then you have a Dun & Bradstreet number, and it gives your own business credit. See, and that's 100 points to 80 points to 100 points to 120 points. And the better your business credit, you get fleets of cars. Mm-hmm. You get that shit I got out there. You put everything in your business lane. You don't need personal credit.
Yep.
Okay. We have a quick phone call.
They want to cut me off for this shit. Hey. Everybody listen.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, Jason, what's up?
What's the deal, man? What's the deal?
You are on Closet Conversations.
Hello, Jason.
I'm so sorry I couldn't be there, but you know, I'm a busy guy. So.
You're a very busy guy, but people make time for what they want, but we ain't going to get too hard on you.
Let me show you my calendar. We're good.
I understand that, but I got more than one thing going on, y'all, so I'm trying to do something special.
Okay.
Businessman in America.
Okay. You know, right. Twice he done played me. I got some sneakerheads in the building. They was ready to cop some shoes. You know what I'm saying? Got the money in pocket, jewels. But we just wanted to get a quick little glimpse of what. Because I'm over here talking this shit right now. You already know. I'm on that tip today.
You got these?
He don't have those. He got sneakers, though.
What are they?
They sneakers.
If you were here, you would see them.
They got some red bottom sneakers all on here and shit.
Hey, we said we was gonna stone on you since you ain't been here, man. Hey, look, Cass always on deck.
I didn't get the belt with
it. Hey, Cass on deck always, man. We waiting on you. You ain't even show up. I'll just make it rain in this bitch. It's for you.
So these are our financial advisors on the line. But Jason, we wanted to shout out Bob's Classic Kicks. Are you participating in Noel Night this year? Give us a little history, quick history. I know you are limited on time about Bob's Classic Kicks, how it started, where you are now, what events you have coming up, so we can support you and our listeners can support you.
Well, of course I'm participating in Noel Night because I've been down there since the beginning. We'll be 18 years old on Halloween night.
Okay, congratulations.
Of course I participated. I got to see what musical act we're going to do. But my niece is a big DJ, believe it or not. So she may be spinning that night if she's not out of town. I mean, you know.
What are your hours of operation, Jay?
My hours are 12 to 7. Okay. Oh, no, 12 to 6 now. 12 to 6 now, because I had to take... My dad had a prostatectomy, so I've been closing early to go make sure he tight, but he seems to be doing very well, so...
Okay.
So is that 12 to 6, yeah. Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Friday. Saturday, we're 12 to 7.
Okay. Okay.
Cool.
And where's your location?
4717 Woodward Avenue.
Okay.
Cool okay. beans. We got a question.
Yeah.
What is your, I know you've been in the sneaker game for a minute. What is the highest price shoe that you've carried? I say in the last 18 years. Or yeah, it could be right now.
Right.
Okay, right now we have we had an Air Life pump that was going at $250. Because we don't try to sell sneakers. We don't, because we got accounts. So, and I understand people are like, well, these sneakers are going for this, but don't let the smooth taste fool you. You got to have people that come into your store and buy that.
Right.
You know, just not, it's not sit New on York the shelf. Yet. So
right.
It'll sit on the shelf, collect dust.
Okay.
So we, because we have a Nike account, because we have a Adidas account, because we have a Reebok account, I'm getting this sneaker wholesale. So I say, okay, how much do I really want to make from the shoe? And I know on sneakers is a 47% markup across the board. So if I can make a little over that, probably, you know, if I can make 50, probably about 60%. If it's something really, really hot, then I'm going to tax you for it. But I ain't
so you're not price gouging. In the community.
No, I'm not price gouging.
Okay, that's good.
You know, I'm a sneakerhead in real life. So these sneakers are...
I've been to the magic with you. I know you about your business. You just kind of disappointed me not being able to show up. But I understand that you a businessman. I've been to the magic show in Vegas with you. I know you about your shit.
See, I'm glad you remember that.
Absolutely. But, you put me up on game, you know what I'm saying? So I respect that. But next time you invited, you better show up. Our guest.
Yeah, listen. I had to go take care of some stuff. Just to give you guys a quick synopsis of what I'm working on. We opened up a inside of Bob's Classic Kicks now, you have several businesses that Bob Classic Kicks owns. You have Bob's Classic Prints, where we do silk screening and all that good stuff. And embroidery and all that that come with making clothing.
Okay.
On another end, you have Bob's Classic Clean, which is partnered with Nara Detroit. And we're cleaning sneakers for customers.
Oh, okay.
Because, so then also...
For the resale. Do you resell them or you give them back to the customer?
We give them back to the customer.
Oh, okay.
Only sneaker we're really selling right now is Gucci.
You said what?
You know what I'm saying? The only sneaker that we're reselling right now is Gucci and Mercy. What is it? Balenciaga.
That's the only
two we're doing.
I want all that shit.
Right now, as far as... You said what now?
I want all that shit. 13. Balenciagas, I never size 9.5 on that shit.
13.
On the Gucci's, I got to be a 10. They fit tight.
Okay.
So it's like a 43, 42. I want all that shit authentic.
Why would I sell a fake sneaker?
Because you're the truth. I don't know. I got to say that shit. We from Detroit. You got to say that shit. Nah. But you know, listen, I got a question for you.
He does the financial.
I'm a financial. I'm the wealth manager guy. You're supposed to be here today. You're supposed to be on here with us and shit, right? We just talk some shit.
Okay, I'm a surgical service coordinator, so go ahead. I do a lot more than just sell sneakers. I work in surgery. So what are you saying now?
Okay, that's good. Listen, I was actually asking you, what type of endorsements do you have right now, and do you need some? Do you need any financial backing?
Endorsements, as far as what?
As far as you want any artists to back you, do you need any financial endorsements? Do you need any other things to assist you to getting forward?
On the flip side of it, it's funny. I won Motor City Match. So whatever the city is, you know, if you can find something that's going to match what the city is trying to give me to open up another location, we have to sit down and talk. Jesley has my number, so she can pass it on to you. if you're gonna come with something better than what they're talking, then we can do business.
No, I'm okay. If you I'm actually okay. If you already have the offering from the city, man, you need to go ahead and roll with it, man. I'm not in the bargaining. Right. Stuff. I don't need out of time. I was just actually trying to help one another and try to help everybody else that's around us. You know what I'm saying? So I would like to donate, but what I will do is I will donate to when you do open from your situation, and I would love to support you, man. You know what I'm saying? I support your cause.
Oh, for sure. What are you trying to donate? I mean, you gotta forgive me, bro. I've dealt with a lot of individuals that say they want to do stuff for Bob, and I'm like,
no, not hard.
What are you trying to do for Bob? I mean, I understand you're a financial guy, and I'm not. You know, I'm sure that you may have some funds.
Okay, cool. I'm in place right now because I thought you were going to be here. And usually, when my friends here, you know, they invite us in town. We talk about our business and what we do.
Oh, hey, Desley, yes. Please stop him because it sounds like he's aggressive. And if he's aggressive,
okay.
No, it's okay. Go,
that's fine.
We're good.
Let it go. You know,
honestly, I think we lost him.
Yeah, we all have titles. You know what I mean? I'm an electrical engineer. You know, I'm an entrepreneur. Hey, I run other things. Yeah. It's not about four titles or anything around.
I haven't said anything since I've been here. But I make six figures every year. But I don't say that.
Listen, let me get on the business before everybody go crazy.
This is exactly why it's hard to build.
Yes, because
I try to be nice. Yeah. No matter too. I try to help out, and everybody want to be so aggressive when they get in a position.
Yes. Yeah.
See, when our folk get money or get something started.
Or get a title.
That lady got, title. They got something good going on.
No, nobody needs surgery.
We don't need help.
I don't need surgery.
Like, stop. We don't need help, right? We don't need help when we get to a certain level, right?
Usually, it's a crab in a barrel type of
exactly.
Situation.
So I specifically offered him exactly what we've been going on the line of. Man, I'm here to support you.
Mm-hmm.
So you could take it from the city.
He probably like come in the store though, but then I got to think of an entrepreneur that's in many different places just to have his back. That come in the store and buy some sneakers. Come in and see. Have you ever been in Bob's Classic?
Okay, my thing is I don't wear sneakers, so I'm never going to that store. And secondly, I came here because I thought he was going to be here, and I was going to support a black business. I don't care a fuck about sneakers. So I'm gonna be honest on the mic. Right. So that's my bad. You know what I'm saying? I just try to support a black business in Detroit, so I'm sorry for that.
Right, and you just could tell that he was pre-programmed. He was aggressive.
I mean,
let's be clear. You should be here to support.
Yes. But when he got on the phone, he said, was I aggressive? Yeah. He was aggressive with me. Right, like, man, what you going to do for me?
I got a title.
I said, I'm here to support you.
All right. So,
everybody, woosa.
Woosa. Woosa. Look. It's kind of crazy to me because it's like when you're in a different position and you deal with so many entrepreneurs and you getting money, you don't have these type of attitudes. Like me, I was real calm with him. I used to have attitude when I had no money. When I had no credit, when I was, you know, trying to build a business, I had attitude too. I didn't, you know, but I never beat on a person in front of me. I tried to educate them what I was going through.
Right.
Because I need them as crutches. See, you can't put people down and put people in any position down. You need them as crutches. You build them because if you come down, then you need them crutches to walk. See, getting back to credit. And back to the real conversation. We need to build each other. You need to tell your mom, tell your dad, tell your cousin, tell your best friend, tell your lover, add me to them credit cards. Mm-hmm. I don't need them. Keep them at home and cut them up. Just put me on the trade line. Give them my social. Give them my address. Because what's that going to do? It's going to build you up. But listen. If they DTI and they match their shit out, tell them don't put me on that shit.
Well, I'm like, yeah, that's the downside.
That's the downside.
Yeah, now you're trusting.
Be somebody dependable. Yeah. Like I'm going to be 100% with you and shit like that.
Yeah.
I've been having J.O. Commodities since 2009. I'm an age company. You could Google it. You could look where I'm from. I'm Jeremy Odom. You could look at my company. I'm registered with the state of Michigan. I've been around since 2009. I pay a lot of shit to the state. I've been registered in Georgia a lot. This guy next to me been my vice president of my company since then. But what he did was, he had an 800 score. He put me on his credit cards. We've been building each other for years. You go back and forth. You need to know how to service your debt. Mm-hmm. You ask them to grantor your company. Quit letting your friends play you. Quit letting your boyfriends play you.
Who got the best
credit? Quit letting anybody. Listen, hold on. If anybody in your family, listen. If anybody that say they love you.
I mean, what's in this for me?
If anybody that say they love you, doing better than you around you, they don't love you.
They don't love you because they ain't help you.
100%. There's no way I'm going to be up here and the people I'm going to love is down here. Mm-hmm.
See, we should have asked the real question, like, when we get personal credit, what do we do to consolidate them loans?
Oh, okay, let's get to that.
What about educational loans, please? Because I got
them. I mean, no, this is the question, though. Like, look, if you get, look, let me ask a question that everybody would ask. If I get a loan and I do it and I guarantor through this company, how will my loan be consolidated?
Well, that was two questions. See, you need to, y'all need to understand what a grantor is.
I mean, this is a grantor. I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm explaining to him. See, you got to understand the difference between a personal grantor and a grantor. A personal grantor will be yourself. But when you grantor for a company, you grantor for that company. I got people that pay you for that. Like, you could get money off of grantoring companies if your credit is together. People will pay you money.
All right, so I am all about the syllabum lymphosis. It's a guarantor.
Okay. Guarantor. Sorry.
You just keep saying grantor.
I didn't go to Detroit public schools. I went to Southfield High. No, I'm just saying. Mad at me right now.
Like there are places that
grantor.
No, there are places that grant loans, and then you have a guarantor. Like if we're talking financial,
Hey, look, he know what he's talking about. See, he know what he's talking about. That's Dave over there. He know what he's talking about.
He would be a good grantor.
I'm mathematical.
Look, let me tell you why you need a good grantor, because your grantor got to be educated like Dave. And if he's grantoring your company, he can't go in the bank and don't know shit.
Right.
He can't say, I make $120,000 a year, but don't make that. But he dumb as hell, but got an 800 credit score. The bank will give him money, but he'll get fucked in about 6 months.
Yep.
But see, the key is, it's like we were raised in a society with horses and guns. Right? They built the U.S. off robbing banks.
Sounds like cowboys.
Cowboys, because that's what you built off of. Besides,
hey, behind every great fortune, there's a great crime. That's a true axiom of life.
I'm gonna talk just like a preacher, Dave.
Not like preacher Wilson.
I'm not gonna say.
I mean,
Pastor Wilson.
I ain't gonna hit you like that. I ain't gonna give you the Holy Ghost. I'm gonna make your spirit feel the Holy Ghost. So you should never stop. See, the thing is that you should rob the banks without a gun. See, if they giving you credit, then go get the money.
Dude, look at the guy. We've been following the story for like 8 weeks now. WeWork.
Right.
Have you been following the WeWork story?
I'm financial business.
Dude, this is a company that went from 8 weeks ago, hey, we're going to file our IPO with an $80 billion valuation.
IPO is an initial
product
offer.
Yeah, we're gonna.
I did that for JL Commodities to let you know.
Yep. And now here we are 8 weeks later, and they're at risk of bankruptcy, but he's screwing up, and the CEO, and he got ousted as a CEO 2 weeks ago. SoftBank, their major investor, just stepped in and said, hey, we're going to step up and give $10 billion to go ahead and take over the company. And oh, by the way, the guy who screwed this up so effing badly, yeah, you're going to get like $1.7 billion.
I would have screwed up and took it too.
Because here's the deal. If you owe the bank $1,000, that's your problem. If you owe the bank $1 million, that's the bank's problem.
There you go. So Dave. I need him around me. Yes. Hey, I need a contract for you. Give me an email. I'm going to hire you. I'm trying to go contact you tomorrow because you can represent the company. And on behalf,
I'm good with being token.
See, here's the deal. You got to have people around you that understand this. See, the thing about having credit and building credit is the education about your mind. You have the mindset to understand investments. See, that's an investment. That's like he asked, how can you service the debt? Back to him, to the vice president of the company. Well, how you going to service the debt if I get 100 fucking thousand, Jeremy? I said, Jeremy, my government name. No, not Jeremy, oh, government name. How do you service the debt and sign? I'm going to give you a contract. Mm-hmm. See, I can show you how to get the money and charge you.
Okay.
But I might give you another contract and take my percent and I service all your debt. Because that's what I do. See, I'm a trader. I'm an importer. I've been doing it for years. If you have no position for the money, I might deal with you or I might not. If I do, I'm going to service your debt and you keep the rest and go have fun.
Okay.
See, you got to find a way for the money. And when you find a way for the money, you service the debt.
No, where you keep coming, what you keep coming back to is residual income.
That's
what you keep coming back to. Like that's the phrase I think you're missing where like it's like you can either be 100% all in on one thing.
Yes.
Or you can be 10% in on 20 things and just have all that and it's passive income.
I hope they hear this. I hope y'all hearing this. This is very important because passive income is what you need. See, if you have no liquidity, you can't move. See, you got to be able to buy them trade lines, keep going. And then when it hit and they added to it, you could apply from where they went to. See, when they put you on that shit, you go to the same bank and they give you your own shit. And see, you use that to go do vending machines, wholesale stores, whatever, to build income, pay the debt. See, what I realized being in the world and living in other countries, living in London for a year, living in Dubai for 2 years, is that those folks bounce debt off each other. See, I can wire you $100,000 for 3 months, and you can wire it back for 3 months. We're talking about every other week. Our bank alone will give us $1 million line of credit without credit. They go do it off financials. That's when you golden. Mm-hmm. We don't do each other like that. That was starting with the small minimum shit. $500, $10,000 credit card. Add me to it. I'm not asking you to give me the card. I'm asking you to build this so I can make us better.
Right.
When I do this, then you do this. I got another way, then I build off that way. Mm-hmm. Let's build each other. Mm-hmm. That's what relationships should be about. That's what friendships should be about. That's what anything in the world that has to involve themselves with relationships.
Okay.
No, it's true. I mean, my best friend is my business partner. Been my best friend for 20 years. Like, we live,
20 years here.
We live or die based on what we do. Like, that's, and everything we do, we're all in together. Because we know that that's like, I know I can trust him. He knows he can trust me. And off we go.
Right. Wow.
It's so important. And I hope that you get this conversation about me going deep in detail about credit. See, you know the bureaus, you know the inquiries, you know the structure, you know the sites to go to watch your shit. And I know that Experian is number one. I'm going to tell you that right now. You're going to pay $19 a month. First 7 days will be free. Do it. It's worth it. They'll take a Cash App card. They'll take whatever. Do it because now you know where you stand.
Right.
When you know where you stand, you can know what you need to dispute. When you know what you dispute, you get a price. You hit my website. You go on there. You send a request. My attorney, somebody will hit you back up, and I'm going to know your needs, and you're going to get a price. It's going to be faxed. It's going to come with a receipt, and then it's going to come with a time frame. I'm not going to talk too much because a lot of things I'm not supposed to discuss. In the U.S., they stop us from talking about trade, investments, things like that. In Dubai, I could go buy a billboard with my face on it looking just like this and say, I give you 3,000% a day. I do that here, I'd be in jail next week. So I can't talk a lot of on mic or on my website about monopolizing off of getting debt. Don't let our people tell you getting debt is bullshit. Get every fucking thing you fucking can.
All right.
You get boats, you get cars, you get houses, you get all the money. Subsidize that shit and leverage it before you file bankruptcy. Because that's what they're doing. Trump, Trump did this shit 20 times. Mm-hmm. Okay. And he the president.
Accurate.
Wow.
Am I accurate?
Accurate.
Very accurate. Okay.
I do financial wealth. So all I study is Bloomberg. You understand? When I wake up in the morning, I'm trading money. I just set that shit and then walk away and then go smoke and drink and be at another club. Because I know I leverage debt. Right. I do a margin. I got enough money to leverage the debt to get 4-1 from the bank. So I can use their money to trade. So you got to know what you're jumping in. Mm-hmm. I knew that they wanted X, Y, and Z. When you got X, Y, and Z and say, hey, you want 50,000, give you 4-1? That means that's 200,000. Well, you need a grand tour. Well, that's what I'm about to go get. All right. I don't know how much time I got. I'm going to call one right now.
We got all minutes.
You said 2 more minutes, not more?
Yeah, you're
about 5, 10,
yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to call a grand tour right now. On speakerphone. And I'm not going to say her name,
what's
but I'm going to ask a question.
What's the name you said?
Guarantor. Oh. Cuz it's guarantee.
Guarantee.
Cuz it's the person who is guaranteeing
you. Hey, what's
loans.
Going on? Do you mind if I put you on speakerphone real quick? Okay. Okay, this is one of the project managers for my company.
Tell her that she is on Closet Conversations.
Whose credit A1. we did a lot of things, you know, on business wise. Over the last month, we built an empire and did a lot of vending machine things, right? Can you explain on the mic what you obtained? Mm-hmm. Let me plug this.
No, that's Apple.
That's an old iPhone. This is a good boy. Can you explain? Can I hear it all? Can I hear from this?
No, in your headphones, yes. Headphones.
Can you hear me? Yeah. Okay, all right.
Now, hi, how are you? You're in Closet Conversations.
Hey, how are you, sweetie? Nice to meet you.
Me too. How you doing?
We good.
All right, now, we're just having a credit conversation, and we have done business over the last couple of months. And I want to explain to them the difference between, you know, getting lines of credit and servicing debt and how to keep your percent down. How much money and how much in lines of credit have you received based off of my structure in the last 30 days?
$300,000.
Repeat, I don't think they heard you.
I don't think they heard you.
Over $300,000.
Okay.
Now, before that, you know, you weren't at that point, but your credit was A1 and you was at a DTI ratio. Can you explain to them what your percent is right now as debt to ratio?
It's 5%.
Damn. Okay.
You got people over 40% with shit on their credit.
Mm-hmm.
You have 5% with $300,000 on your credit in the last 60 days.
Jail commodities.
Yep.
All right, I appreciate the conversation. We'll call you back later.
Thank you so much. Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's real.
Can't give you everything.
I have real clients. So I'm hopefully, you know, this conversation is stretched a long way. I like Dave. Like me and Dave Cassie work together, and we could take this shit, and I could finance us a building. We could do this shit every night.
Look at that. We need to talk.
What's the name of your website? How do people get in touch with you again? Okay, keep plugging that in.
I've been a lot hands on over these last few, you know, couple of years, you know, with clients, and I'm about to stop that shit because I feel like I should be like Diddy. If Diddy got a goddamn on company, he don't get touched, and you can't talk to him. You shouldn't be able to talk to me. If you can't talk to 401k and Fidelity CEO, why the hell am I talking to my clients? I've been getting out of control.
Okay.
Way out of control. Like, I've been meeting with my clients, accepting shit from my clients. Now my staff, like, man, you got to sit your ass down.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Sit your ass down.
Like, I sacrificed everything for jocommodities.com. You Google it. jocommodities. I sacrificed everything for my personal life. So I don't have kids or married. So I've run the streets, run the countries to protect the people that I have money. I trade for 3 record labels, 2 banks, and 72 clients.
Been in real estate how long?
No, I've been in real estate 15 years to 16 years.
Okay.
You know, we own a lot of things, you know what I'm saying? And so I feel like that each conversation with each individual is different. Mm-hmm. You may have a different need than she may have. You might want to open up laundromats. And she might want to just buy businesses that just already going into bankruptcy. Mm-hmm. I have a way for all that shit. We get service the debt. We could do what we weren't taught. Servicing the debt meaning, at the end of this discussion, when you obtain money, what are you going to do with it? If I get you a $30,000 loan, what's your move? And see, that's my focus. Because I want you to keep 10,000 of it and let me trade a 20 and just pay the debt off.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say pay off the debt.
Go splurge. Go do what you need to go pay and get your shit back together. See, in that 6-month time frame, you should have paid off all your debt. Your score should go even higher. And they go leverage the loan and give you 60 any fucking way. See, they double it after you pay it for 6 months. You just got to go past the time.
I get it.
I want my 250. I do money orders. COD, Bitcoin, Cash App, Vmo. Nigga, I got all of them.
I let them give you a lot of extra free information. So,
well, we definitely thank you. You know, these two guys are like, you know, brothers to me. Just to, you know, throw that out there. So, your time and, you know what I'm saying, is definitely valued and appreciated here on our podcast show. And we definitely like to, you know, welcome you back whenever you would like to. Come on, you know what I'm saying? You definitely are welcome on our podcast. Anything that you want to
As long as they being good.
As long
and
as y'all being good. And
we love to come out the closet.
Can I hear Dave one more time, please? Can I hear Dave say something to this critic?
You know, we like to come out the
closet. Dave, did you hear anything that was really important to your lifestyle?
Get your hand off the mic.
I'm like a rapper.
He's my brothers.
Yo,
get your hand off the mic.
No, rule number one, never cut the mic.
I've been wanting to do this shit for years. Yo, check, one, two.
Thinking of a master plan.
Thinking of a master plan.
Because ain't nothing but sweat inside my hand.
Let me grab the mic, Dave. I'm about to grab the mic.
No.
Oh, my shit, nigga.
I'll be honest with y'all, though. Make sure y'all check the reviews on this because you're gonna see a whole lot of people posting in and telling you how that we consolidated, as long as how we paid, how they done got on everything.
Well, it's important.
JL Commodities, we do a lot of great things for a lot of great people.
JL Commodities.
My company, we do a lot of great things. We give back to the communities and everything. I promise y'all, we take care of business.
Our hands are in a lot of different areas.
Okay.
It's just that JL Commodities can't be exposed.
Yeah.
Right.
See, it's a wealth management company that I'm hoping I don't get exposed to up this conversation because I know we ain't up there yet.
They don't come like Dr.
See, I already know what to do because I have my attorney. They
gonna come
after me.
In my ass, and it's going to be a hell of a war.
But what I want to say is Dave was a good asset to this conversation because he understood the situation.
He always is.
I put the ass in asset.
Yes.
Period.
Yeah. Like the AZZ.
What I want to explain is this. That's an asset. See, what if that was her brother? Mm-hmm. And they talk more than we talk. They can leave here today and you say, Dave, man, how can I get on? And Dave will tell her. See, sometimes we don't know how to talk to people. Mm-hmm. We don't know how to approach our own individuals.
Put me on there, Dave.
We don't know how to tell them, hey, listen, I'm just trying to get on. It could be a store owner. It could be the guy you've been dealing with for 20 years at the store you buying liquor from. Mm-hmm. Man, add me to some trade lines. They know what it is.
Yep.
And you could tell them later, hey, listen, when I get a loan, I'll pay you.
Yep.
It don't hurt them.
That's real. That's real. Mm-hmm. All right, quickly, your Instagram, social media, some way to get in contact. Again, it is J-O Commodities, J-O-C-O, MMODITIES .com, is that?
Yes.
All right, perfect.
Okay, what's your office number?
I was about to give it up, but I'm like, fuck it.
Okay, well,
hey, just go to the website. Contact me, and then we're going to try everybody respond. You get a response in 24 hours.
You know what I'm saying? That's how we keep our shit together. Yeah,
okay, you know, all right, excellent.
We do this
excellent.
Together, you know what I'm saying? Right.
Disputes go every day. Yeah.
Awesome.
All our people.
Anything for you?
I guess it dropped 4 points.
Anything for you?
It dropped 4 points. Nigga. I need to get that Bentley for me, nigga.
Social media for you, sir?
No, nothing for me right now. You know, I'm just with Jay Commodities. You know, I've been with him forever. You know, we've been, 20 years running. Mm-hmm. So.
I love the team. Okay. I love the
amazing.
Support.
Absolutely. Hey, anybody ever, they going to always tell you good things about JL Commodities and Benefits of Nature, but JL Commodities today.
Yeah. Perfect. Okay. Excellent.
Google and find bad information about me because I pay everybody.
Everybody.
All right. We are approaching our 1 year anniversary in 2 weeks.
We are.
Thank you for following us and supporting us.
Thank you so much for supporting us.
And if you got some good conversations, we can't wait to have you on.
I pay for these teeth.
Closet Conversations.
I'm going back in the closet.
Good night. Thanks for listening.
I'm paying for these people. Got it.